And I want us just to think a few thoughts about this passage. That is Exodus chapter 15, and it is the verse number 1. We have been having a time of song, of praising the Lord. And it says there in Exodus chapter 15, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Let's just bow our heads for a wee word of prayer and seek the face of God together, please. Heavenly Father, we thank thee this evening for the opportunity of gathering together here. We thank thee, Lord, for thy precious word that we have read. We thank thee for the songs of Zion we've been singing. We pray that thou, Lord, help us to worship thee. "Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art." And Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy greatness, and we thank thee for thy graciousness, and we thank thee for thy goodness. O God, we thank thee for who thou art. And most of all, we thank thee for thy salvation in Christ Jesus, thy lovely Son. And I pray tonight that each and every one of us might rejoice in the God of our salvation. Help us to sing, lift up our hearts in praise unto thee. Bless us in the closing moments. We pray that the name of Christ will be glorified in everything. For we pray in Jesus' precious name and for his sake. Amen. Amen. Now the psalmist, we're told in God's precious word, in Psalm 95, it says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord." Psalm 96 says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song." Psalm 98 says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song." Psalm 100, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Psalm 101, "I will sing of mercy and judgment." And I believe that the people of the Lord have a right. As the hymn writer says, we have a hymn at home. It says, "The children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing, for their ways are growing bright and our souls are on the wing. We're going by and by to the palace of a king. Glory to God. Hallelujah." And I believe that God's people ought to praise him a lot more. Many of God's people, if you meet them, they're always down. They're always low in spirit. I believe that God, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You remember Paul writing to the church at Philippi, he said this, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Not some days, not sometime, but he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And then he says, "And again I say, rejoice." Keep rejoicing. And I wonder tonight, are you rejoicing in the Lord? You maybe say to me, "But just hold on a minute, preacher, but you don't know my circumstances." That's true. And you don't know mine. But let me tell you this, friend. The Lord does. He's the God of your circumstances. You see, God has not lost control. God has not lost the plan. God has not lost the plot that he has, or the plan that he has for you or for me. But as I sing, and you sing it as well, God's way is the best way. And therefore, our joy is not in our circumstances. You know, happiness comes in your happenings. If things are happening good, well, then you have a happiness. But joy is something deeper. It's something greater. And I want you to notice here that Moses is a song leader. He's a song leader. In actual fact, in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus we read a few moments ago, we find that he is singing. He actually is praising the Lord. He's singing a song. And he's leading the people. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. We find that before the Lord called Moses home, you know what the Lord said to Moses? Moses, before I take you home, I want you to teach the children of Israel a song. And you'll find in the book of Deuteronomy, that song is recorded, that God taught his child Moses to teach the children of Israel. He says, write this down. This is the song which God gave him. God gave him a song. And God says, Moses, you write the song down, and I want you to teach it. Listen, Moses is about to die. Moses is about to be taken home. But God says, Moses, before you go, I want you to write a song. I want you to leave a song. I want you to write this from me. And Moses penned the song that God gave him. And he led the people in the singing of that song. But for a few moments tonight, because time's away, I want you to think of this first song in Exodus chapter 15. And there's some little things that I want you to note. First of all, it was a song of salvation. It's a song of salvation, redemption. Notice what it says there in verse number 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. And so he's singing a song about deliverance. He's singing a song of redemption, you see. What has happened before this? The children of Israel have been brought out of Egypt. They've crossed the Red Sea. Do you remember they were faced with the Red Sea and the Egyptians were coming behind them. They were approaching. They were getting closer. The mountains were on either side. They couldn't get over the mountains. And here was the enemy coming. And there was this sea in front of them. Humanly speaking, they felt trapped. Have you felt that way? Has circumstances got you trapped? Their friend, you see no way out. You see no way through. It just seems to be everything's lost. And we find it was at that moment. You see, the Lord brought them to an end of themselves. And that's what God has to do to you and me. He has to bring us to an end of ourselves. I mean, that's what he does the time that he saves us. God brought us to an end of ourselves when we realized that we were sinners. That we realized that we were hopeless. That we realized that we were helpless in our sin. And we realized something else. We couldn't save ourselves. And then the Holy Spirit showed us there is a Savior. There's but one Savior. His name is Jesus. And friend, thank God that night our eyes were open to behold the Lamb of God that the choir was singing about, that taketh away the sin of the world. And praise God, Jesus deals with our sin. There is redemption through his blood. And that's what happened down in Egypt. Let me tell you this. The lamb was slain. The blood was shed. But something else. The blood was applied. And those that were under the sheltering of the blood, thank God they were safe. And God says, when I see the blood, I will stand guard. Pass or stand guard over you. The death angel couldn't enter, friend. You know why? Because God stood guard. He was their salvation. And those who are under the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, our sins are covered in the presence. Thank God we can sing a song of praise. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us and loosed us from our sins through his blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And if your sins are under the blood tonight, you have a lot to sing about. You can praise the Lord. It is a song of redemption. It was a song of salvation. But then secondly, it was a song of victory. You see, whenever this song was sung, the children of Israel had crossed the Red Sea. They traveled safely. And the army of Pharaoh was approaching. They were drawing close. My, they thought that because Israel had crossed the Red Sea, so could they. And so they came after boldly and strongly. They came after to destroy the children of Israel. And God just closed the water in. The waters that opened for the safety of the children of Israel closed for the damnation of the Egyptians. And theirs was a song of victory. And as they looked back, friend, you know what they saw? They saw their enemies destroyed. And I want to tell you tonight, you for a moment look back, and God has buried your sins in the sea of his forgetfulness, never to remember them against you anymore. And you can sing a song of victory. There's power. Wonder-working power. Sin-defeating power. In the blood of the Lamb. But then it was something else. It was a song of praise. Notice what it says there. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. They were praising the Lord. And what they were doing was this. They were pouring out their hearts in grateful thanks and gratitude for all that God had done for them. He had led them. He had brought them through. He had overwhelmed their enemies. And all the glory was his. They couldn't say we did it. And friend, when we get to heaven, as well as now on earth, all our praise will be unto him. That no flesh shall glory in his presence. You know, God gives a preacher the joy of leading souls to Christ. But let me tell you, the preacher doesn't save them. There is no honor or praise that goes to the preacher for the salvation of a soul, friend. It's unto him. For salvation is of the Lord. And so they sang unto the Lord. I love the 40th Psalm. And in the 40th Psalm, the psalmist is looking back and he's thinking about where God found him. And that's what he said. He said, he brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Notice what the psalmist says. He took me from that fearful pit. He took me out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise
unto our God. So who gets all the glory? He does. The Lord does. They sang the song unto the Lord. But lastly, it's a song of testimony. Verse number 2 of Exodus 15. Notice, the Lord is my strength and my song. And he is become my salvation. He is my God. Those little he and my. And friend, isn't it amazing that this song is a song of testimony? The Lord is my strength. He's my soul. He's my salvation. He's my God. And here's my question. Can you sing that song? Can you honestly sing that tonight before the Lord? Lift up your voice to the Lord. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Is he your Savior? Is he your salvation? Is he your song? The psalmist said these words. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. What a joy tonight to know that I am his and he is mine. Mine, mine, mine. I know that thou art mine. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' precious name that thou will bless this little testimony and song that we've been singing tonight with Moses. Worthy is the Lamb. We thank thee for those that can sing from the depths of their soul tonight because they know the Savior. They have that blessed assurance. As the hymn writer wrote many years ago, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, and born of his Spirit, and am washed in his blood. Unto thee, O God, we give all the praise. We worship thee, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We pray that if there's one tonight that they know not the Savior, that this night they will come as that sinner to Jesus and be able to say, thou art my salvation, my God. In Jesus' name, amen.